time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A for effort. Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Two of the program is a gentleman.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Hey.
Yeah. What's up?
To all you commenters.
Chatters?
Chatters. Enough with the Tannehill's talk.
The who?
Tannehill talk.
Oh, I hate that.
Enough.
I'm sick.
Like, you know what? Don't be two-faced. You called him a bum and you were glad he's gone. And now you... No. Stop it. Stop it.
What a redemption story it would be, though.
No,
right?
It wouldn't.
That would be the redemption story?
Yeah, dude, I'm looking at
it. Let's put
now.
It this way.
I hope he comes here and has no success.
Week three, Tua's out with a cold. And here comes Ryan Tannehill to lead us back to victory. You know he was a wide receiver in college.
That's true. That is true. I don't understand that. I don't understand this. I understand, like, he's the most credentialed quarterback that doesn't have a job
right
now.
That doesn't mean he can play.
Redemption.
Listen. It just because you're well-credentialed don't mean you can play.
Nostalgia.
Stop it.
Everybody, well, here's the thing. Everybody is looking at what Joe Flacco did last year.
No. Okay.
And they think he's going to come off the couch and slick.
Hold on. To be fair.
Mobile, that Ryan Tannehill.
To be fair. Flacco had 13 touchdowns and 8 interceptions.
He let it rip.
Okay, 13 and 8 is not what you call barn burning.
Mm.
They just had a really good team, and he made a couple of plays to kind of keep everything, you know, float. Let's not make it sound like he lit the world on fire. Now, he had some tremendous games. But the overall numbers... They were okay.
No, but they for Flacco were amazing.
Wow. And like again, 5 of those picks were in the last game.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the thing is here now with the Dolphins, they have 2 backup quarterbacks who nobody's impressed with.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be that impressed with your backup quarterback.
I agree.
Because if you were that impressed with him, he'd be playing somewhere.
I agree. But people are crazy. People are like, hey, let's just do a thing. And I'm, you know what? You know me. I'm usually the guy who like wants to do a thing. I don't want to do Ryan Tannehill anymore.
Jonnu Smith had a career year with Tanny Leroy. I'm just saying.
Great.
It's the offense.
Yeah.
It wasn't Tanny.
No, he was always good with tight ends. Remember Fasano?
Yeah, but you don't want him to play with Jonnu Smith.
You don't want him throwing past the tight. Dude, just know. Just know. Mm. Take my word for it. I was a Ryan Tannehill defender.
Mm.
Okay?
You were.
That ship is
You were more of a Ryan Tannehill defender than a Tua defender. You love Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
You stuck by him.
I just with a lot of players, I look at the entire picture.
No, you sat here on this show mocking me because he almost took them to the Titans to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That.
But I'm just saying.
But I don't want him here.
Their whole team was good. They didn't rely just on him.
I understand.
So, and that was my point down here.
What number does he wear? Oh, no.
What does he wear?
Waddle's not going to give up 17.
Probably 7?
7.
Oh, that's Sanders, right?
Sanders, yeah. Oh, which, by the way, Sanders.
Ooh. Sanders had a boomer.
Yeah, and then he hook him.
Yeah. Supposedly, there was bad wind at that time, though.
It was bad wind. Okay.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, but that 57-yarder, he had some room to
play. There was some boot from old Sanders.
Pretty good.
Listen, I still like Ryan Tannehill. He's not the answer. Like, in fact, right? With all the crap going on the field, Mm-hmm. And with all evaluations, mm-hmm. don't talk to me about backup quarterback. I don't want to hear it.
They haven't been very impressive, though.
Come on.
Week one.
But remember how great you felt knowing Matt Moore was always right there if we needed him?
I mean, you felt great only in that first game he came off the bench. Once he had a week of preparation, he stole.
No way.
If you gave Matt Moore a week of practice, you might as well have thrown out anybody else at quarterback.
Yeah.
Now, off the bench, out of the bullpen,
yep.
Nobody better.
No one.
Nobody better. He was great.
I could tell you I really haven't been following football. I mean, following baseball.
What's up?
The Pirates are leading the division.
Oh.
Well, 67 wins.
Marlins are, they salvaged their series this week. I think it was the first series. I mean, it might have been the first series they lost since the All-Star break.
What?
They've been either splitting or winning. However, there's still 30 games under 500.
75 losses.
30.
Yep. big news today off of Dolphins camp. Great news for Jalen Phillips in his recovery. He is off the PUP. Here is Mike McDaniel. You have Mike McDaniel for us, Marcos.
Do we need to go to break?
No, I think it's a reasonable amount of time. Here was Mike McDaniel announcing that Jalen Phillips off the PUP.
I was assuming you wouldn't state the right question, and I was going to have to offer up as a gift to your diligence. Just the Jalen Phillips will be off PUP today.
Excellent, thank you.
Waiting. What does that mean? I don't know, Barry. It means that he's gonna be practicing with his guys. Really excited for him because if you haven't noticed, he's one of the most involved players through the off-season program, and he hasn't taken a snap yet. So excited for him. And that was the news I was ready to break. I don't expect to see Odell this week, but I would put it in the week-to-week category after that. So, you know, I'm just feeling really open. So I'm just throwing that information out.
Wow. Wow.
Well, that's cool. Listen, it's great news for Jalen Phillips. I think that was probably the lone disappointment from the first preseason game is that Chop Robinson didn't play. That was the only thing we didn't see. He apparently was had like a little tweak or something like that, and they were like, "Why? What are we doing?" how about don't play?
Yeah, not there. Especially, you know, I know Jalen Phillips will be back early, but Bradley Chubb's still out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
We haven't heard from Bradley Chubb.
No, we haven't really.
Haven't even seen him.
I've seen him physically. I've physically seen him. I physically saw Odell Beckham this week on the sidelines. I was like, "Whoa, there he is! He's here."
That's scary. What was the cornerback that we had that was supposed to be matched up with X, but never
Smith, Cam Smith,
Byron Jones?
Yeah, who just like never returned? Yeah. Was it Brandon or Byron?
It was Byron. Byron Jones
never returned from that injury. I'm hoping that's not a similar situation. Because you're right, I haven't seen him.
He looked pretty happy. He didn't look upset. Odell Beckham. I don't know. They're slow rolling it. I mean, it is 4 weeks. Like, this is a tough thing. Like, we're getting kind of like we're at this point where it's like
we are.
Yeah, we.
I've told you to be patient as a long time before the start of the season. No, you don't want to have it. And now all of a sudden you're talking about we're getting a little.
No. It's just like first of all, that's not the take you had. Second of all.
Oh, my God.
It's one of these things where, like, it is a month away, Marcos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, month. Whole month.
But I would like to see him.
Yeah.
I'd like to, you know, see. Tua was saying the other day, he's like, yeah, I love spending time off the field with Odell Beckham. I'm like, man, imagine how much you'd love to spend time on the field with Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
But I don't know when is it me being greedy that I want Odell Beckham out there. Dress rehearsal? A little dress rehearsal? Next week?
There's no dress rehearsal because Tua might not play all preseason.
Nah, he's gonna play next week. He's gonna play next week.
Oh, you think so?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Come on. A little action. He needs a little action. It's in Tampa. A little bus trip up to Tampa.
You don't take the bus.
No?
No. We tried that in Cleveland. There's no easy way to get to Pittsburgh.
Mm.
We tried flying. 1 year we took a bus. Miserable.
Mm.
Same thing with Cincinnati. You don't even fly into Cincinnati. I don't even know if Cincinnati has an airport. You fly into Kentucky.
What?
And drive across the bridge.
How long does that take?
It's like 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Get it together, Cincinnati.
It's the Midwest, man.
Mm.
There's some issues.
Best way to visit the Midwest? Don't.
I agree.
Nah, it's nice.
Is Indianapolis the Midwest?
I think so, yeah.
Sucks. Terrible.
Like, all the big airports. You know,
the airport wasn't bad. I will give them credit there.
Oh, nice.
But I think I caught them on a good day.
Mm. Minnesota's airport is huge. Massive. That's like a corporation hub, Minnesota.
Yeah, Target.
Mm-hmm, Target, Best Buy, 3M.
Why would they want to go there?
Huh?
Minnesota.
Not really sure. But yeah, preseason football this past week. Rookies were awesome. Jalen Wright impressed?
Yeah.
He's fast.
He's fast. Strong.
The first run that I saw from him, the first thing I said was, uh-oh. And I was thinking about Raheem Mostert. His time is limited here, dude.
What do you mean his time is limited?
There's one thing I want to see. When it gets down to it, are they going to call the plays to end the game? Or are they going to keep calling the little fancy I'm smarter than the world plays and put themselves in harm's way?
Good point.
That's what I would like to see. Because that means that the coach grew too.
How about the play where he bobbled it and reversed field?
Oh my goodness! Yeah,
yeah.
That's not happening.
You know what they say in the meetings? Here's what they say: you only get credit for one catch.
That was a good. It was exciting. Also, heart. It was a little. Made it happen, though.
I saw some stuff from some young players that aren't rookies, but like I hadn't necessarily seen much from them. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, is this just like a preseason whatever? Or are they finally coming into their own? And that's from Tanner Connor and Channing Tindall. Like, I saw that one big hit from Channing, and I was like, this is the first thing I've seen since we drafted
him. Oh, yeah, when they dialed up that sack for him?
Yeah, that was good. That was the one thing. I was like, oh, my God, finally something from him.
I'm pretty sure they were like, oh, that's some trickery here. But listen, Bob and Weave's got to try some things out.
Absolutely. But that's what camp is for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tanner Connor did look good.
Can and can't do.
Tanner Connor had a couple catches.
But here's the thing I would say. You had three tight ends that didn't play. How great of a sign is that for the guy who's playing
true.
In the game?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. True.
You know?
Wide receiver.
But he looks good. He definitely has receiving talent. Everybody said that since he was a rookie.
Yeah.
That's why he made the team as an undrafted rookie.
Wide receiver and DB is your most chance to have a bunch of guys that are just taking up space.
Oh, Ethan Bonner and Storm Duck. I saw a breakup from our boy Storm Duck. Yeah. What'd you think of Ethan Bonner?
Fast. See that intangible flying down the field?
He's the real deal. On.
No, you're not going to rain on the Ethan Bonner parade.
I'm not going to rain on the parade.
This is an intangibles landmark.
Let me explain something.
Anomaly.
There's a lot of fast people that are sitting at home watching TV. It's not how fast you are. It's how you use your speed. He needs these reps so that he can learn how to play the position, right? In moments where he normally wouldn't get. So I think that's the process he's going through now, that he's been known as a fast guy, but if you take one step the wrong way, I don't care how fast you are, you ain't catching up to the other guy. And so just because you're fast doesn't mean you're going to be good. There's a lot of fast receivers at home because they can't catch.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fast DBs at home because they don't know how to play the position. Yeah. So, you know, he got a little caught out of position and got the one big play against him. But then after that, he kind of settled down. So he's going to need more reps to be able to know not to be fast, but to use your speed. And that's a hard thing. I say one of the biggest attributes of Tyreek Hill is not how fast he is. It's the ability to start and stop. That gets people going every which direction, because you don't know whether to play too far off, then he runs by you. If you play too far off, and he does that in cut, then he's running the other way, you know, going out the back door. So, yes, speed is awesome, and I blame football for this. I blame all the people that run football, because all they care about is how they look, what size they are, how fast they are, how they do this. And we overlook the guys playing football on the field. So, yes, he's fast. He is very fast. But he's got to learn how to use that speed so that he can be productive in the NFL.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
You started without me?
Yeah, sorry, man. I just was saying words. It's all right. I start without you all the time.
Dude, it's so cold.
What do you mean?
I'm freezing.
Go get a hoodie from the promotions department.
Ah.
Yes. Oh, they might have a hoodie in there?
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
Definitely. Stocked full of hoodies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You need to be warmed up for your game balls and game bums later this hour. Yeah, yeah, right? You need to be warmed up, dude. Yeah. So hear me out on this.
No.
Hear me out on this, though, because I have a wacky solution for Dolphins backup quarterback. Mm. That's not Tannehill, because that's stupid.
What? You got two chances.
Hmm?
You have two choices.
Or.
No.
Or.
Mm?
To his brother.
No.
Ooh.
You're bringing another Tuatagovailoa.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Mm.
So they're complaining.
Yeah.
Because nobody liked what these two guys did, right? Mm-hmm. It's a week one, so relax. But that's why they're. And your solution
mm-hmm.
is to bring in another quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But this quarterback has had no interest from no NFL team with quarterback being the hardest position to fill. Mm.
He was sent to the Hamilton Tiger Cats, I believe.
Right.
Yes.
Which Warren Moon played in the CFL.
What, different
Ricky
reasons.
Williams
different reasons.
Played in the CFL. Different. Cam Wake played in the CFL.
Mm.
And here's what I would say. Who better to replicate a Tuatagovailoa than another? Tuatagovailoa. Of course, he's righty. But I'm just saying, all-time Big Ten passing leader. Who are these guys? You know, Skylar Thompson was also in the Big Ten.
Remember that?
Is he in the Big Ten? Big 12. Well, where is Kansas State?
Mm.
I can't tell who's anywhere anymore.
Mm.
What did he do?
Big 12, yeah. Nothing.
That's Mike White, like... Come on, dude. I was listening to this guy afterwards.
You do realize...
Funny tweet.
You are having this conversation... About your backup quarterback.
What? Oh, I'm just saying, if we're going to spice things up, if we're going to get crazy.
You don't need to spice things.
If we're going to do it. If we're going to do it, though. Mm-hmm. Get me Tua's brother. Make Tua happy.
Okay.
All right.
So you guys understand? Do you understand? That don't put Warren Moon. Don't ever mention Warren Moon's name with Tua's brother.
Why?
That's an insult to Warren Moon.
Is it?
Yeah. You know why Warren Moon played in the CFL? Because he was black. That's it.
Hmm.
Don't get it twisted. That's why.
Okay.
You know why Flutie played in the CFL? Because he was short. That's it.
To his brother short.
Mm.
He's also... Oh.
Mm.
Do you understand? There's 32 teams.
Yeah.
Not one kicked the tires on Tua.
Well, they kicked the tires. He tried out of minicamp.
He didn't make it past minicamp.
Mm-hmm.
How bad did you have to be as a quarterback to not even make it to camp? Stop.
Why?
Stop. Why? We didn't make these rules up, but we can read. You want to read the tea leaves? Read them tea leaves.
What if he goes
32 teams. Not one team.
People take different routes. Duncan Robinson.
No. Again, different case basketball. There's a lot of good
sports.
There's a lot of good basketball players that have to do that stuff because they don't get drafted, and the draft is only two rounds. No, stop it.
Wouldn't you say there's a
no? I would not say
comfort level.
No, there's no comfort level.
Comfort level.
Nobody's comfortable if you can't play
with Big Bro. Okay, and I'm not saying we get rid of both backup quarterbacks. Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I think, Leroy. Hear me out on this.
Okay.
Little PSA. Little practice squad action this year, all right? You put him on the PS. You know, just let him get his feet wet a little bit. But then you're planning for the future. You're laying the groundwork just in case.
Wow. A young backup.
He kind of think that he's helped Tua learn the playbook.
Look at that.
And I was talking to one of his former teammates at Big Ten Media Week.
Mm.
Rave reviews.
Mm.
Doesn't understand it.
Well, that was a good interview. I remember him.
Yeah.
Went to MacArthur.
Yeah. Ruben Hippolyte.
Yes. Pretty good.
Okay. Can we stop? This is lunacy.
I said it was a wacky. I said on the front end it was a wacky suggestion.
Yeah. Cheap, too. Get them for the low.
Oh, the cheapskis, dude. Mm-hmm.
The cheapskis?
Yeah.
There's nothing cheaper than practice squad.
Yeah.
There's nothing cheaper than training camp.
Yeah.
He didn't make a training camp. He didn't even make a training camp.
You don't think there was a bias? You don't think there was a bias? People are like, really? Another Tonga Vailoa?
Blackballed him.
Yep.
Although, not very mobile. Not very mobile.
But a chooch.
I love the way you two idiots have taken my whole life's work.
Hmm.
And balled it up and threw it in the trash.
I didn't throw it
with
in the
your
trash.
stupid comments.
It was a wacky suggestion.
It wasn't even, but so wait. Let me ask you a question.
77 touchdowns.
The way everybody in the NFL has spoken about Tua's brother, according to that, Mike White and Tyler are Hall of Famers. And you guys are trying to bring somebody else in for them to.
Well, here's what I think.
You wouldn't go backwards, right? Agreed? You would not go backwards.
I don't know if it is going backwards.
So you think Tua's brother's as good as these guys? Let me ask you a question.
Hard to be worse.
Let me ask you a question.
Hard to be worse.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Why, of all the 32 teams, has not one team got
I don't know. I don't know that answer.
You think they know more than you?
Why did the
Do you think they know more than you?
Do I think they know more than me?
Yeah.
I think that teams get groupthink of stupid things all the time. Why didn't a white corner start for the last 10 years?
Exactly. Name another white corner.
Exactly. They banned them.
No.
Now you want to talk about
it. So they banned. So they went through the college ranks and said, hey, no white quarterbacks.
Really? Absolutely. You don't think that they said every intangible that had a little bit of juice in those feet, you didn't think they said... Safety.
No,
yeah.
Okay, give me another cornerback that has some juice in his feet.
Well, I don't have any. That's my point.
You don't know.
Groupthink.
You don't know. You don't know.
31 teams passed on Lamar Jackson.
Huh?
31 teams passed on Lamar Jackson.
Look at that.
He still went in the first round, though.
Barely.
20-some passed on
Some people were saying be Dan a wide
receiver.
Some people said be a wide receiver.
But he still got drafted in the first round. This is not Tua getting drafted in the fourth or fifth round. This is Tua's brother not getting drafted, not making it to minicamp, none of this.
Let me ask you this.
What the hell do you think?
Can I ask you this?
They're all wrong and you're right?
No, I don't think they're wrong. I'm just saying kick the tires.
Oh, boy.
You don't think brothers could share...
Can I just kick you?
Let me ask you this. You don't think brothers can share decision-making speed?
No. No.
Possible.
Runs in the family.
Tua is unique. That doesn't run in the family.
Tua didn't lead the SEC all time in passing. Oh, a conference, dude.
11,000 yards.
11,000 yards, Leroy.
77 touchdowns.
And there was COVID in the middle of that, too.
You know that's why? Right. Yeah, he also went to college for seven?
I wanted him on the Hurricanes this year.
He couldn't.
Another year.
I know. I'm aware. That's why he's in Canada.
Is he in Canada now?
Yep.
I don't know when their season starts, so I'm not sure, but I know he's a Tiger Cat.
Okay.
Which, by the way, is not a bum Canadian franchise. We all know the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Yeah.
It's right there with the Argonauts.
Ooh.
And the Rough Riders. Saskatchewan.
Wow.
Dude, I
can you give me a fourth?
I can not hate you even any more than I do right now. Mm. Why do you do this? Mm. What do you mean? There's so many interesting things going on in football.
Winnipeg.
And
the Blue Bombers.
Gotta stay high.
Oh, the Blue Bombers.
You remember them?
The Blue Bombers. That's what you need. Gotta stay hydrated, champ.
Calgary. Stampeders.
I never heard of them.
You never heard of Calgary?
Dave Dickinson.
I've heard of the Calgary Flames.
That's not football.
What about the Edmonton Elks? Heard of them?
I haven't heard of them. Are they a new team? Because I'm an original CFL guy. You know, I like the original franchise.
So here's the deal.
The Montreal Alouettes.
I've heard of them.
Your nickname is an elk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Edmonton.
And they're not even giving you a chance to play football.
He already got signed by the Tiger Cats.
Oh, when do they start?
I don't know.
They're going to start pretty soon.
When does...
No, they play a long season, too. They play a long season because they start when it's hot and end when it's like very cold.
CFL training camp.
Now I'm obsessed with Canadian football, and I'm going through the entire history. Now,
training camps conclude on June 1st?
Look at that.
So have games been going on?
They're playing games.
No way.
Yeah. Dude, their football season's long.
What if I check out the Tiger, the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and he's lighting it up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
I'm going to...
Will you reconsider?
I'm going to go out on the limb.
What if I told you the Tiger Cats were 2-7?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's not.
Yeah.
What's their record?
They're at the bottom of their division, 2-7.
And who's the starting quarterback?
Hard
he to can't say. Even start for the 2-7.
You don't even know that he's not starting, so don't say that.
Yeah.
We'd be hearing about it.
You don't. What do you mean we'd be hearing about it?
Mm.
Dude.
No. Bo Levy Mitchell.
Who?
You don't know him?
Bo Levy?
Yes, Bo Levy Mitchell.
You sure it's not on the roster? Levi?
Did he get cut?
Could be Levi. That's a good question. This last game, let's check from, how about August 10th? Oh, this was a couple days ago. You know, this should have most up to date. Oh, Taylor Powell.
Oh, he's on the practice squad.
Wait. Dude, you. Hold on. So.
Gotta work your way up.
That's. You could be in practice squad.
That's not true.
Really? He's on the practice squad of
the Hamilton Tiger Cats. So this isn't his fault, the 2-7.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
Which means that if they don't want to be 2-7, so if he had
maybe they're tanking.
Mm-hmm. To get another Tua? That was wrong. Like, dude. Like, you think they would... There's another, what, Caleb Williams is just waiting to come to... Like, oh my God.
I didn't know that they had practice squad in Canada. I thought the whole league was practice squad.
No, you know you got to have a certain... You can only have so many Americans.
Oh, that's right, right? Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. It's Taylor Powell.
So that's why he might be on the practice squad.
Politics. Smithen is right.
Politics.
Politics. Yeah,
he's not Canadian.
Okay. Oh my God. Taylor Powell went 30 for 38, 319 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 52 yards rushing. I don't know if Talia's doing that.
That's pretty good.
Did they
win?
That's pretty good. Did they win? Yeah, 33-23. Their second victory. I think they've moved on from quarterbacks.
I kind of got to tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm digging the Edmonton Elks logo.
Let me see.
Well, you can come around.
I can't trust you guys, though, because you guys pick teams and live, and I haven't heard you guys rep those teams again. Ooh, there's Lions, too.
Oh, it looks like Green Bay Packers.
The Elks, 2-7.
Hmm. Is anybody good in the CFL?
It could be the Bucks.
Yeah, the Alouettes.
A little Bucks-ish.
8-1.
We'll take a break.
Well, that's like the OG. That's like the OG. The Toronto Argonauts and the Montreal, is it Alouettes?
Yeah.
They're like the OG Canadian football teams.
Mm. Charleston Rambo. Hey, he was a Cane.
He was a Cane. Good Cane season.
He, 6 receptions, 124 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
He was good.
I mean, he should have a lot of yards. They get a 17-yard running start.
Oh, there's that. There's that.
Take a break. Back after this. Bum, 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 bum. Ah. Gather around the locker room, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to hand out our game balls and game bums. What do you got, Leroy?
Well, for my game game ball, I was going to, you know, signal some people out, but I'm going to just say the Olympics. I was 100% caught up in it. More sports than I would have normally watched. The sprinting and the running events were amazing. I watched somebody from, who I want to say, Ireland win a medal. That, like, they were just saying, hey, they never medaled in this. I watched two high jumpers. I watched all of the sprinting events. So I want to just give, like, Just a shout out to the, it was
shout
awesome.
Out.
It was awesome. I probably spent more time watching Olympics than I have in a very long time.
I watched a lot of Olympics.
It was amazing. I kind of wish, like, you had Peacock, I had DirecTV, and the only complaint that I would have is they never put the leaderboard up on golf, so you didn't know, like, it was hard to tell who was winning.
Oh, okay.
Because they never put the leaderboard up. Whereas when you watch golf, you know, here, the leaderboard goes up a lot just to give you an idea of where everybody is. So that was my only complaint. And then we're going to go to the game bums. And there's just one team that will get the game bum, and that is the 4x100 relay for the U.S.
Oh.
Bum.
You can have some of the fastest guys in the world and the simplest skill of all of that is passing the baton, and you've been terrible at it.
She called it for baton, like baton rouge?
Baton.
That was baton.
How do you spell it?
Well, you spell it like baton rouge, but I don't think that I don't think it's pronounced.
So I'm sorry that if I came out and said it like I'm used to saying it growing
baton
up.
Baton rouge.
Baton.
Anyway.
That's probably how they actually did say it in France.
Baton.
Anyway, the fact that you guys didn't even qualify because you can't pass a baton is terrible. It is terrible. The women were awesome. Yes. Yeah. The women were. It's just, you guys think, like, there's certain things in life require a little bit of practice and a little bit of time and effort. That's one of them. Fix it.
Nope. Speaking of fix it.
Whoa.
We got to call it that grass farm for Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah. What was up with that grass?
I mean, it was.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Torrential downpour.
Can I tell you what happens?
Yeah.
This is a fact. Okay. It rains. Hmm. They put the tarp over the field. It sweats and gets slippery. It doesn't matter what the grass was. When it rains that close for the before the game, the grass almost, like, it's slippery because of the condensation.
You need to get it fixed, dude.
You can't.
Fix it.
You either have, you'd be better off as just having wet grass.
They there was a lot of slipping and sliding. It felt like it caused a lot of injuries.
It's happened like a few times.
Saw a couple people carted off.
It's happened a few times where we played before. Mm. Like, it does happen.
Mm.
So the other thing is when it snows a lot and it gets really cold, they'll put the tarp on and the field will be extra, extra hard because they covered it up and it never had a chance to thaw out. So, yeah. It happens. It's just one of the things, like, you can either have a muddy field or you can have a field that's dry, but you might have a little condensation on it.
By the way, also speaking of game bums, Jason Tatum, he just wants everybody to know he is not going to allow his experience here to affect his decision for the 2028 games.
Bum. Nobody asked.
Literally nobody asked.
Like, who you gonna get? Who you gonna get on the court in front of? Like, let's keep it real.
Derek White?
No. Ball handler.
Yeah.
Perimeter defender.
Played better.
Played better.
Played better.
I was just impressed that overall how you still leaning on 35, 40-year-olds on your team, right? But if we heard a 35, 40-year-old was playing on another team, we're like, oh, he's old.
Yeah.
Who did the friend? Was it Serbia had a guy, an old guy that was lighting it up.
He didn't look like LeBron.
No, he didn't look like a bro. Because especially the cigarette.
So did Brazil. Brazil's leading scorer was 40.
Yeah.
Mm. He didn't look like LeBron.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, that's a, ooh, can't wait for Spo to leave him off. Spo doesn't pick the team.
Ooh.
The coach doesn't pick the team.
He'll have say.
Yeah, he'll have say. He'll have but say. He doesn't pick the team.
No, but he adjusts the lineup, though.
No, he does the lineup.
You think Grant Hill is going to go back to Jaylen Brown and to Jason Tatum and be like, come on, guys, we want you. No, they called him out publicly. If I'm Grant Hill, I'm telling him to kick the sharpest of rocks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If Jason Tatum wants playing time, I'll tell you who he better talk to. If he wants playing time, he better be talking to Bam. Be like, hey, tell your coach, can I get some playing time?
Here's the deal.
Put in a good word for me.
First of all, you misunderstand sports. Mm. The whole thing is about winning gold. So if Grant Hill and what his job is has to swallow a little pride, and go and get these guys to be on the team, then he will do it. You can't be petty.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
Ask Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas.
Of course you can.
Isaiah Thomas, for you, kept off the dream team.
Oh, yeah, because of Jordan and Magic.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's Jordan and Magic.
So what if...
If Jordan and Magic wasn't there, you think the USA team would go and still...
Maybe.
Right.
But
that's my point.
You don't think they're going to be like, you know, oh, the two whiny babies? We got to have them on the team this year? No thanks.
Mm. Yeah, but you know you're not going to have LeBron. You're not going to have Steph.
It's fine.
Not gonna have
I've heard this too. Like, oh, you think America... I just want everybody to realize, you know they won the gold medal 4 years ago too.
No, this is the fifth one.
Yeah.
Fifth straight one.
They were okay. Bam's won it twice.
Mm. Yeah.
Like... They'll be okay. I'm confident in whoever America sends in 4 years will be okay.
Okay.
We'll be okay.
As long as they don't send Embiid.
Embiid's a bit of a loose goose floozy. He's like, yeah. Oh, maybe I'll do Cameroon this time.
You can't switch.
Dude, good luck.
I don't think you can switch.
You can't switch.
But I don't think he knows that.
You can't switch. Yeah.
He's not starting next time, though. You see his performance this
time. I mean, listen, you want to talk about how people are going to age. What's Embiid going to look like in 4 years?
True.
He ain't going to look like Kevin Durant.
He'll look the same in 40 minutes.
Mm.
Like, my goodness.
I can already see the lineup. It's probably going to be Anthony Edwards.
Have they figured out stop begging because those refs don't care?
They don't care.
They don't care at all.
Don't tell that to Serbia's president, though. Serbia's president is calling for corruption.
Well, and here's the other thing. Like, clearly when they showed Joel Embiid dribbling, he didn't travel. So there's that. Like, you could sit here and say, oh, he traveled, but he didn't.
He traveled. Everybody saw it, buddy. Listen, we all watched
him. Hey, Babushka, go sit next to Nico at the end of the bench.
First of all, he's very rude. Come back from injury, not nice. Second of all, we all saw his histrionics out there. Oh, I fall after dunk. What was that? Even you can't support this.
Jeez.
It's okay. We'll take a true gold medal, which is bronze.
Oh, did Luka didn't play, did he?
Huh?
Luka didn't play.
Slovenia did not qualify.
Oh, okay.
They lost in the rounds, like where they played Greece and all that, so he did not.
Oh, okay. To play the round robins.
I was listening this morning to Joe and I believe Barry Jackson. Barry brought up a point that I'm not sure if this is
Barry true. Jackson or Dave Hyde?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was Dave Hyde. I apologize. Got my Dolphins reporters mixed up. But anyway, they were talking about Team USA basketball. Apparently, Yugoslavia won gold at one point, and had they been together during this, that would mean that Joker.
Yeah, it probably would be a problem if that region was together. Yeah,
that would be crazy.
But do you realize, like, that's why it was such a big deal when Slovenia won Euros when Goran had done it, because the country had become so small.
Yep.
And you were led by Goran Dragic and a 17-year-old Luka Doncic. Like, that's why that was such a big upset at the time.
Yeah.
And Serbia is always good.
Yep.
Like, Serbia was good last year. They went all the way to silver, and so did they went all the way to the World Cup final, and Germany won it. Germany was good again this year. They both played in the bronze medal game, but they were both saying, like, France, USA, they kind of got the hometown rub because that was going to be the big matchup, which it was drama-wise with the Joel Embiid story, them being the host country.
Yeah.
That's why German and Serbian Tobin are over there on sports radio right now calling for corruption.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I didn't like your pot shot at Jovic, by the way. I didn't like that.
What?
I didn't like that.
What do you mean?
I mean, you made a bench joke about him, and he's coming back from an injury. You know, like, he couldn't, you know.
I didn't. No.
Yeah, you
did. I was talking about Babushka sitting here making comments about her boy, and he was sitting on the end of the bench. Well, you know why? Then don't talk trash.
Listen, I don't want to get in Coach Patches' doghouse, but let's be honest, okay? All talk about these minutes of Joker this, Joker that, but guess what happened, buddy? This year, you no play baby boy, bronze medal. Last year, when we play World Cup, baby boy play, he start silver. You tell me what's better. Hey, Riskis.
Okay, that's how she's ending it.
Selfish. All he says is horse this, horse that. He's not even good at game of horse.
Mm. Oh.
I've seen him make some crazy
One
shots.
Time Nico beat Joker in Game of Horrors. Joker never forgave him. And he go whine to his brothers. Oh, boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. Ridiculous.
I don't think that happened.
It happened.
Great.
It Why are you looking at me like that?
It happened.
Because, like, you... it's Monday.
Yeah. Mm. You happy you came in today?
Yeah.
Didn't sound very convincing.
Of course it's not convincing. Don't believe myself. Just lying to the people.
Take a break. Back after this.